Listeners be advised. The Holiloquy podcast discusses matters related to the human experience and many that are sexual in nature. Due to this, some conversations may surround triggering topics such as sexual violence, self-harm, abuse, and much more. Please be advised. A list of crisis and psychological resources will be available in the show notes of this episode. With that said, let's get started with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please, as we go through the following safety instructions.
In the event that there is a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop from the overhead. Place the mask over your nose and mouth. Breathe normally as oxygen is flowing even if the mask is not accessible. Be sure to adjust your own mask before helping others.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. This is your favorite host, Vernon T. Scott, also known as Slater Jackson. And for you freaking motherfuckers out there, Sebastian Adams. Y'all, we're talking about celebrity crushes today. Yes, and we're talking about Sharita's celebrity crushes. Hey, Sharita, how are you?
Hi.
So with celebrity crushes, it's actually a bonus segment for the show. So it's outside of the major topics. But, you know, rather than making this a bonus episode, it is with everything else. So with that, I'm not even going to ask Sharita to introduce herself once more. If you have not been listening to the podcast, go back and find her episodes and learn about all the great things that she's done. She's a sex therapist. All the great things. She's worked with children, worked with adults. She's just amazing. So her information will be in the show notes to this episode, as well as any other episode that you listen with Sharita on there. You can find info on Psychology Today about her bio. Also will be in the show notes. That's the words I was looking for. And yeah, all the great things, all the great things. So Sharita, as we get started to talk about these sexy motherfuckers that you enjoy and that you love to look at, I love this first person. Well, not the one that you said is number one, but the first person that's on this list, because good God, that video, what was the name of that lipstick lover? Was that the...
Yes.
Oh,
God. Recent video?
Oh, yes, I saw that recent video. Oh my God. I forgot the name of the song, but I was like, you better have all body types up in this bitch, because, oh my God, Janelle Monáe.
Every time. I think it was Lipstick Lover.
It was... If you have not seen that video, people, go out and see. And look, this is releasing in 2024. If you have not seen it by now, you hate yourself. I'm joking. You're just behind the ball. Okay. Just pull it up. Enjoy the content. Enjoy the beautiful bodies in there, the different body types, the different skin tones. Oh my God. It's just so sexy. It's just so beautiful. Anybody who hates that video, anybody who hates that song, I don't know what's wrong. I need for you to like sit in that to understand where these feelings are coming from, because it's just a masterpiece. Oh my God. But anyway, yeah.
Also Janelle Monáe is gorgeous.
She is. Well, they are
gorgeous, and they are like, they can do so many different things, like the acting, singing, like fashion.
Just beauty. So is what made Janelle Monáe one of your celebrity crushes?
So I've always kind of had a thing for Janelle Monáe, but I think for me it's a lot to do with their, like, when they came on the scene, the androgyny, like how they dress, how they act. They were still really feminine, yet still was able to hold an equal amount of masculinity with it as well. The way that they presented themselves, I just loved it. Also, like, have you not seen their body? I mean, if you haven't seen Lipstick Lover yet, I mean, the body is bodying.
Look, I said it at the beginning of this year, the category is body, and it has yet to not fulfill. Like, it's been tens across the board this entire year for these bodies I've been seeing. I love it. Oh, God.
Also, they are a huge advocate for not only like queer spaces, but Black spaces. Huge advocate for rights, Black rights, Black women rights, Black queer rights. They're just so, I just love them so much.
Yes. I know. I need to listen to a lot more Janelle Monae's like discography. I'm not going to act like I've listened to every single thing, but I listened to a couple things. And I'm not to be like, oh, I hate that I haven't been on the bandwagon, because I don't. But I love hearing from people who've known about Janelle Monae since like they came onto the scene. Because I remember one of my friends in high school damn near cussed me out because I did not recognize that on the celebrity day, you know, we were dressing up, that she was upset that I didn't recognize that she was Janelle Monae. I was like, I don't know who that is. And ever since then, on a yearly basis, I heard the name Janelle Monae. And I will look and look them up, and I'm like, okay, and see the fashion. I'm like, looking good, looking great, and it's just like, it's giving icon, and they're an icon, honestly.
Yeah.
Like I love it. I love that so many people look up to them, that they're always a beacon of positivity, joy, happiness, and honesty as well, and authenticity. And that's a beautiful thing, and you don't find that in a lot of celebrities these days. And I just love that those people who were able to follow Janelle throughout all of their career has been able to see the differences in the way that they produce their music, the messages that they decide to put out there. It's just a beautiful thing. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I feel like Janelle didn't get enough recognition, and I don't know where Big Boy or whoever company she's under now dropped the ball, or if they're under now dropped the ball, but I feel like they didn't get enough recognition, and it pains me to see that.
That's a solid critique, because like, you don't really see, you know of Janelle, but you don't see Janelle Monae in like a lot of the big events. Like, why is it that they weren't asked to like perform at like a BET event or other, like a Grammy performance and all of these other things? And it's like, you cannot act as though this person does not have talent, because they've literally moved the entire generation of people, most definitely feminine presenting people, to love themselves. And like, come on, the flowers need to be given.
Yeah, they really like push being authentic to yourself and being open with yourself, and really put a spotlight on gender fluidity. So I think that that's really awesome.
Yes. So the other crush that you have that I did have to look up, so y'all don't judge me, judge your mama, judge your daddy, judge your grandpappy, I don't care, you're not going to judge me, but the person I had to look up is Lakeith Stanfield. And yes, a beautiful person, Stanfield. Am I saying, is it Stanfield?
Lakeith Stanfield.
Okay, I'm like, I swear that's not what I'm seeing here. Yes, Stanfield, let me update my notes because I'm failing today. Oh my God. Y'all, you could judge me on that part. I would accept that. So, Lakeith Stanfield, what other than, yes, fine as fuck, why Celebrity Crush?
So he also pushes this boundary of femininity and masculinity. I just have a whole thing for androgyny. That's just, it is what it is, okay? But he also kind of like, there's pictures of him, I think it was on GQ, where he's wearing like lingerie and like six
Must
inch
stop by.
heels. And that's just who, you know what I'm saying? He's okay with that, and that's just, he's so intact with that. And I love that. I love when you can push those boundaries.
Yes.
Obviously he's fine. And then I really fell in love with him and Atlanta. So I love Atlanta. That was like my show. Obviously, I'm from Atlanta. Well, from Fayetteville, but Atlanta, Georgia. I don't want anyone to get mad at me because I'm not from
Not Atlanta.
the city. Fayetteville is not Atlanta. Okay. yeah, like the way I feel like the characters that he plays in a lot of movies are really kind of how he is. If you like look at his Instagram and when he goes on like the Breakfast Club and things like that, just like meta, like this philosophical way of thinking he has, and like really deep thoughts, and being able to just like, he talks about aliens, or he talks about like all these like things that normal people don't really bring up like that, and just how the world works and how he looks at the world. It's just amazing to me. I really enjoy it.
You know, the thing that I do enjoy about looking at him is that he gives me the vibe that he can just read me a poetry at on like on the spot, and I know I would just fall deeper into like him just reading and speaking, and I'm just like, yes, I don't know anything that you said, but I'm here for it. Like, I don't know what it is. I just got lost in your words, and I'm just trying to regain that. Like, the man is beautiful, and he is very soulful. Like, even like you were saying with the roles that he play, is like, I feel like for someone, like, I feel like he's not typecasted in any way, but for some weird reason, the characters that he portray is like, bitch, this is me authentically.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, like the character he plays on and what he brings to characters. So I watched Death Note growing up. I didn't watch the first live action, but I watched the anime, I read the books, and the character he played in the live action through Netflix, what he brought to that character was different than like what you would have seen in like the other, like in the actual anime. And so he brings things, the characters that I think are just part of him and being authentic. The character, I could promise you that he's probably ad-libbing for a lot of the stuff that he did in Atlanta, especially in those later seasons, because it's just like so authentically, I'm going with the flow. This is life. I'm just here to experience it. And I want to be that free. I'm not there yet. One day.
One day. You know, sometimes I think whenever it comes to like shows that's been going on for such a long time, like they're already in their third, fourth season, people already know who their character is, know their backstory, understand them fully. Sometimes I wonder if they just come on the set and just be like, okay, this is the goal. And they just all just go into act mode and just like, we're going to build this story. Sometimes, like when you have that chemistry on set, I feel like you might as well own the narrative. You might as well go ahead and just push that. And I just wonder if that's something that they've ever done in Atlanta. I know I do need to like actually watch the series and whatever outside of my little couple episodes, but I do wonder if that's something that they've done in some series. Just because the cast know each other that well.
The Holiloquy podcast focuses on the variability of sexual expression. When it comes to sexual expression, we often depend on pornography to illustrate how one must perform sexually. For those who have not learned this by now, the stuff you see in porn is not real. Pornography provides a singular perspective of sexual expression that is not often the reality we see during our own sexual encounters. The Holiloquy podcast is a conversation that takes you outside of the compressed box of what many know about sex. Some of the topics we discuss includes kinks, condom usage, status disclosure, and past sexual experiences. The Holiloquy podcast steps out on sexual norms and recognizes that the norm is not the only normal. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
A couple episodes, but I do wonder if that's something that they've done in some series just because the cast know each other that well.
I think that's what they did in Atlanta, in my opinion, because it started to stray from So season one and season two was very like story oriented. Like these are the main characters. One second. Okay, yeah. So at one point in Atlanta, it was very story oriented. Like these are like the four main characters and we're telling a story throughout the season and different things happen. But then as we get towards like the end of season two, season three and four, it becomes way more like surreal. And these more tangible things that were going on are become more abstract. And so I think that's really where they pushed in those, like, what are the actual personalities of these actors? At least it felt like it to me.
Hey, you might be onto something. Oh, they need to come out with like a tell-all. I'm like, yep, there was no scripts throughout season three or season four. We was just showing up to work and enjoying that shit.
Right.
Right. So what about your other celebrity crush, Mr. Captain America, the new Captain America, Anthony Mackie?
Oh yeah, so I just think he's cute.
So you just think he's
cute. I don't know if you saw I don't know if you're a Black Mirror fan, but like Striking Vipers, did you see that episode?
Yes. Is that the when they had like the thing in the brain or some shit like that?
And they were like playing video games?
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of Black Mirror, so I think I only seen three episodes total.
What?
The judgment.
What do you do?
I lay in bed and cry all day. I'm joking. Oh. I do that, y'all. Please don't think that's what I do.
Sometimes you gotta do that though.
Yeah, sometimes you really do. But no, I don't know. I think a lot of the because it really focused on like twisting the mind a little bit and playing with your thought processes and bring you into new ways of thinking in terms of like AI and reality and all these other things. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't need to be thinking these things right now because I just would rather watch a cartoon and be happy. I don't want to have any thoughts about what the future holds. What anime can I watch? And that's usually the thing. That's usually my thought process for Black Mirror.
I mean, that's true. This season was kind of a little different. But yeah, the Striking Vipers one, you guys should have seen it already because I'm going to spoil. His best friend and him play video games, but it's like virtual reality. And his friend plays a girl in the virtual reality game and they end up having sex with each other. And so they continue to have sex with each other. And at the end of it, they meet each other in person and you see whether or not they have that connection in person or whatever. Or is it just that they like to fuck on the video game? So anyway, I don't know what it was about that. Maybe it goes back to my whole gender thing. But I don't don't know. Once I saw that episode, I was just like, he was the one who played the guy the whole time. He didn't switch when he did AI virtual reality. But I don't know, man. He's just so fine. He's in so many other movies where he's just like, just so attractive. That's really it.
You know, I've seen more than just, I've seen a couple things that Anthony Mackie has been in, and I don't really remember all of them, but I did not actually start seeing him attractive until he was in the Captain America series, and it was him in the, you know, Winter Soldier, and how they queer-coded that entire show. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was about them potentially fucking that made them sexy. But outside of that, I was sleeping on Anthony Mackie. I will be honest about it. I'll be completely real. It was just like, who's this motherfucker? He's here. Okay, cool. But then this happens. I'm just like, oh, okay. I like what I see. I don't know if he, it was like I was a little bit triggered. I'm like, sir, why are you going after this white man when there's all this black dick out here, all this black ass out here? Like, what are you doing here? Like, why this particular person? Granted, I'm a stand for this relationship because both y'all are attractive, so I'm here for it. But at the same time, Disney, what are you doing? I want Captain America to be like, can he at least be with somebody from Wakanda? Like, come on, like,
right? There's a lot of it. I just watched Black Panther yesterday. There's too many attractive people in Wakanda that he could have been with.
Listen, look, if they do a mix where Captain America is now dating whoever Michaela Cole is playing from Wakanda Forever, because Michaela Cole is fun as fuck. Oh my God, I love seeing her on the screen. Like, if they start dating, oh my God, yes, wet. Like,
or I'm here for the girl who played Shuri, I don't remember her real name, but mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw Black Panther 2, but that ass.
Oh, yes.
It was sitting.
It was.
And it, so I wouldn't mind seeing that either.
Like, who else from Wakanda? Like, now that I think about it, there's not too many men that they've actually put on screen in either Black Panther movies that I'm just, well, granted, we all know M'Baku is just like fine as fuck, but he's dead anyway, so he can't be dating Anthony Mackie.
I know, but I'm just saying. What's he going to do?
No, we're not doing that. We're not robbing the damn grave for nobody. Ew. But I feel like, yeah, Anthony Mackie, well, Captain America and M'Baku is, no, that's, mm-mm.
No.
They have to be fine separately, not together. That relationship is not cute. I can't, no. So, damn. Not that there's nobody he can date in Wakanda.
There has to be. Wait, there's another guy somewhere. That's in Wakanda, though.
Oh, damn. Why is it that I just now realize that there's not that many black men that's like prominent in either Wakanda movie?
There has to be. We just overlooking it.
Oh Lord, not that we're overlooking black men. Ooh. Let me stop. Hold up. Now let's see.
Now I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna go crazy.
Men of Wakanda. Who can't? All right, let's see. Let's see who we have here. Damn. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. We're on a search for like actual people to date.
No, we gotta find somebody.
Right, and unfortunately, you know, with Chad Boseman, his passing. Yeah. But even if he were to still be around, cannot take away from Storm.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
that's that power couple.
Oh, Daniel Kaluuya.
Well, I thought about him, but he's cute or whatever, but he's also married to old girl.
Is he in the second one?
Isn't he?
He was in the first one. Did he die?
Hold up, let me make sure. No. Because
remember, he was in the first one.
He's married to one of the Doras. Is that?
I'll get it.
Okay, I'm going to
try to. Because he has, what's his name? Damn it. Oh, shit.
Hey, what happened?
I have no idea. You just went out. But yeah.
Are you Kalua in the second one? I don't think he was. Did he die?
No, he was in there. He was just not as upfront. He was but his character's already married. So, granted, there's always poly relationships, but.
Right.
What's the name of the warrior women of Wakanda?
The warrior women?
I'm sorry, y'all. I need to. Because I know it's not. Is it Dora? It's not. It cannot be.
Who are you looking for?
What are their names? Oh, Dora Milaje. There we go. That's it. Oh, I just wanted to know. But yeah, Okoye. That's who Daniel Kaluuya's
married to. Yeah.
Married to. So, damn, there's nobody in Wakanda that's like been on screen that we can. Damn. Well, that's,
you know,
I feel some type of way.
Dude, there had to be someone we just missing them, and it's okay. But maybe they died in the first one. I don't know.
Look, or if they're a side character, you can't just have him out here dating the side
character. I mean, he got to date a main. That's why we got to bring Killmonger back, really. So we're gonna bring Michael B. Jordan fine ass back, right? And then, so that's what we're gonna do.
Some way, we're gonna magically bring this motherfucker back.
It's Marvel.
That's the only way. That's honest, the only way. But hey, that will be a wonderful romance. I'm here for it. You have somebody on the good side. You have the one that's like, I really want y'all to fuck around so y'all can find out. But you know what? I'll help y'all find out a lot sooner. Like, he already has the energy. Like, I'm okay.
Right. I think you'd be perfect. it's Marvel. They'll figure out a way to bring him back. I mean, he was in the second movie, even though he was dead during the little thing, so.
How are they going to date, though?
He's just going to have to, I don't know.
Is he going to have to meditate and have soul sex with Killmonger? Well,
he's going to meditate every time.
Look, hey, if that's what you got to do to have sex with Michael B. Jordan, hey.
Let me start meditating real quick.
Shoot, meditate so you can get fixated. That's even though he's alive, just ask him to meditate too and meet you in the spirit realm.
Right. That's the only time I'll ever see him.
Right. We all avatar up in this bitch. Oh my God. All right. To continue on within these celebrity crushes, next up we have the baddie Zendaya. Talk about it.
Zendaya is gorgeous. I was actually a huge fan of her, like, not like attracted to her in that way, but I was a huge fan of her even on Disney Plus or the show. What was it, like Shake It Up or something? Mm-hmm. That was like at that cups age where I was still kind of watching Disney shows. And so I was like, oh man, she's really cool. Like, I really liked her acting and stuff. And then, you know, I didn't see her for a while. And then she started coming back on like different other shows. And I'm just like, wow, like she is gorgeous. She can act. Have y'all not seen Euphoria? Mm. Like, the anxious and the anxious avoidant in me is like, I know Zendaya was a hot mess in Euphoria, but like, listen, I can save her though. Listen, she just needs some love. Y'all just not giving her the love she needs. I can do that. I could save her.
I'm screaming. I just realized Zendaya is 3 years younger than me. I thought she was like at least like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I thought she was way younger too. How old is she?
She's 26 right now. Her birthday is in September.
I don't know why I thought she was like 24.
But yes, I agree. Like, her acting is like spot the fuck on. Like, you cannot tell me this bitch cannot act. This health, I don't think she ever used one drug in her life, but she's given, she's been an addict for 85 years, bitch.
Right. Like,
how?
Dude, some of those scenes were ad-libbed. Like the one with the mother and they were like the really intense one, that was ad-libbed by her.
What? Oh my God. Ugh.
And even when you take her out of like the chaos, and she has this movie called Malcolm and Marie, it's literally just two people and it's black and white. Still, the acting is phenomenal.
You know, I need them to do a double movie about the same person. And I need Zendaya to be one side of it, and I need Kiki Palmer to be the other side. Ooh. I need this to be Whitney Houston's story. And I want it to be like I know they can have the exact same lines and everything, but they will both bring a new flavor to that fucking movie that you're just like, oh my God. And it's just like, I know I won't be able to choose which one's the best one. I know I won't be able to. I would just be like dumbfounded by all of it. Like, I need this to happen. Like, the way that she performs in fucking Euphoria, it's just like, like, I didn't see that ever happening. I really did not. That shocked the fuck out of me. Like, I remember seeing a couple episodes for Shake It Up, because again, I wasn't really watching Disney, but I saw like a couple episodes. I was like, oh, this is cute. That's cute. Look at them. Okay, you better party, have fun. Cute episodes. And then it's like you said, she's off the screen for a little while. Oh, well, she's probably still on the screen somewhere, just not seeing this heifer. You found out, oh, Zendaya, that name sounds familiar. Who's that? Who the fuck is that? Euphoria. Oh, this looks like an interesting show. Oh, y'all like it? Okay, let me go ahead and watch. Bitch, I wasn't ready. I wasn't.
She acted the fuck out of that. And then you just start to be like, well, who is this person? Let me look up all her other stuff. Let me look at her interviews. She seems real cool in all of her interviews. She's hilarious. She's like really poised. I don't know if you've seen her on like the red carpet and stuff, just the way that she, I mean, I guess she's been doing it since she's a child, but it was just like the way that she just takes over a room, like without saying anything.
It's just, she does that, like, and does that. She just, how girl, how do you do it? And I love that you can do it, and it's a great job. It is a phenomenal job, and continue. I just wish nothing but the best for everything that she does, because this is true talent. This is raw talent. This is that I'm giving you Viola Davis, but this is Zendaya. I'm my own person. I'm in my own lane. I just want y'all to recognize that the power that that woman has, I have myself too. You know, I will keep pushing on. And I'm like, oh.
She's so young. Like, really, you think about it. She is so young. I'm just like jealous of Spider-Man. Because aren't they like, aren't they about to get engaged or something?
Something like that. I know they're dating. I don't know. That's the furthest I know. They might be engaged. Like, what's his name? Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last person that we have, also, I just know this person from Euphoria, is Dominic Fike. What? Okay, I've seen images. I know who that is. The motherfucker is fine. You know, I think that they're non-binary as well.
Is it?
Let me double check. I just know Dominic is like foin.
Yeah, I think they play non-binary in the show. I don't know if they're actually non-binary in real life.
See, look at us being respectful of other people's pronouns.
Are they?
I'm still looking. Here we have he. So I'm guessing, but this is also Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Right. Personal life. Well, they still got he on here.
1 second. Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell. I know they were non-binary on the show, but.
Yeah, from what I can see, he is a pronoun often referred, well, used when we're referring to Dominic. So,
mm-hmm.
I'll go with it.
and I, that's also the only way I know him either is from Euphoria. But, I mean, we look at it, really, outside of Anthony Mackie, all the people on the list are a little bit... androgynous.
So you got a type.
So maybe I have a type a little bit.
Like, I would say the thing that really is sexy about Dominic is that it's not just the way that he appears, it's his voice. That's the thing that really made him sexy to me, because I don't know what it is. It's not that I'm just attracted to singers, but it does help a long way. It does a lot to me. If you can get me shivering in my boots, bitch, from your voice, I've melted in your hands and I'm ready for you to take me, devour me. I'm here for you.
Yes.
Like, serve me up on a platter. How do you want me? Do you need me with an apple in my mouth? Do you need me like how do you want me? Should I call you Zaddy? Should I call you Mama? Like, what's up?
What do you need from me? Because I'm ready to serve it. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, don't come up and right next to my ear and just like, ooh, baby, like, don't you do it?
Oh, don't do it.
Oh, don't do it. Oh, don't you?
Do you want me at your house?
Right. Like, now? Oh my God.
What are you doing?
Come over here, like, melodies. Oh God, not you singing melodies from heaven. And oh my God, don't be doing that.
By the time you're done with that first lyric, I'm already naked. What are we
listen,
doing?
Listen, the clothes have been off. Look, I'm lubed up and everything. What's up? What's going on?
What's happening?
Huh? In less than 10 seconds, bitch, I was ready. What?
What's happening? Oh, that's good. I got it.
Look, this is why I cannot be going to nobody's karaoke, because sometimes I just be like, no, I can't do that. Mm-mm, we cannot.
But then the thing is, karaoke is like, it's a lot of trash and it's a lot of loud trash for.
Fair. But yes, I do love me a motherfucker that can sing.
Me too. If the Weeknd would have been on this, but I'm not super attracted to him. But that voice.
So since we're talking about the Weeknd now, I'm all here for the Weeknd. I like, you might not see the attraction, but I'm all here for it. I'm like, you could sing to me. You can bend me. You can slap me a little bit. You can even choke me. Like, what's up? Like, what? Are you trying to make a song tonight? Because right. I have that song playing and that song going throughout your body that you hit multiple notes.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not attracted to him. Well, he's okay, but it is that voice and what you talk about, right? Like, I realized in my life, and it's okay, I like a little bit of toxicness. It's, you know, sometimes you have to have a little bit of razzle-dazzle toxicity. Mm. And, you know, that's what I need.
You know, I can't even judge you, because look, we all have the things that we need, because sometimes I'm just like, I'm okay with a little bit as well. So I'm not even upset with it. Like, I need somebody who's on their path of healing. I'm not saying you need to be fully healed. Sometimes I do need to know that I can perform my toxic traits with consent, and that's all that matters. And you can just
right. be with consent.
Like,
everybody with consent.
I'm really trying to find a partner who will be okay with me doing the role play, even though if there's no child involved, but I want to be the fuck nigga and be like the deadbeat baby daddy. I want to live that life for at least a month or so. Like I said, there's absolutely no kid around.
Right.
Let me live out my wannabe toxicness, because look, I've been so kind, and like, it's hard for me to treat people like shit. So to have the permission to do that with somebody that I really care about, that would be amazing. It would be like, let's be right. toxic together. Let's be in the middle of a movie theater and we're arguing with each other, knowing that we're arguing about absolutely nothing, and we get to let out some kind of aggression. Like, I was called a brat yesterday, so I think they might have been right.
When you did your test, you weren't a brat. I was a brat.
Right? Thank you. That's what I said. I was like, how can I be a brat? But they said I haven't taken it for 2023, so.
Yeah, maybe it changed.
Maybe that's just me not being able to live out my toxic traits. It just transformed me into a brat within the last year. Or it might just be this relationship shit that's going on. Who knows? Look, because this dating environment is
trash.
Can we just get clones of this entire celebrity crush list and we just all be happy? Like,
right. I want them to get a clone of all of them, and then we just have one big like orgy, and it'd be cool, and we could just have fun, and we could all be nice to each other and just live in a little poly relationship.
Right. Can we just cuddle? Like, let's cuddle and have orgies.
Like,
that would be the life. Oh my gosh, like, there's no jealousy, there's none of that. We're all just cuddling and having an orgy together, and it's just like, I feel loved, you feel loved, we all feel loved. Thank you for your time. And then go to sleep.
Right. And then, you know, maybe have brunch in the morning.
That's a big maybe. Wait, what are we drinking? I need to know. If I'm going to be, you said morning, not afternoon, so.
Well, I said brunch.
Oh, you did say brunch. So that's looking that's around morning. After 10, yeah. After 10, so. We can do that.
Yeah.
Because I hold on like to be waking up.
You don't
up.
Want to have mimosas too early. Yeah.
Well, if I was told that we're having a mimosa at 9 o'clock sharp, I might be up. Not to say I'm an alcoholic or anything. It's just that the mimosa said it's rising. So, like, grand rising, bitch. Not shall be grand.
I start at 9. That's my president for the rest of the day. I'm drinking for the rest of the day. There's no... In the afternoon, you can have a nice little drink here and there, and it'd be good. But if I'm starting that early, I'm not finishing until 9 p.m. And that's just where we're at. That's what we're doing today.
Listen, full disclosure from the my current / last position that I've been at, like, that I've been working, like, full-time. On Fridays, because I don't work on Fridays. Well, technically I do. Like, for the last year or so, I've actually been working on Fridays. I hate working on Fridays. But I got to a point where I was just like, you know what? I'm going to get everything I need to get done early on. Let's not plan anything on my Fridays so I could have a break. And for some of those Fridays, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the store, get me a little Clubtail margarita mix and drink on that. And cheers to Fridays. I love it. I've been having some good Fridays at work. Nice. I don't drink enough that I can, like, do my job, of course. But... yeah, it's like, just have my little one, and once work is over, I have a second one.
Yeah, see, if I didn't have to worry about, like, if I wasn't a manager and I didn't have to worry about people doing their job, I probably, because I'd be wanting one, but I'd be like, nah, because I'm going to get an email about this person not doing their job, but then I got to call them, and I got to make a meeting with them, and I just can't do it.
Look, like, why don't y'all make my life easy so we all can have at least one margarita for lunch? Just
Just
no,
one.
just one.
Who's gonna know if you did your job? Who would know?
Not now, this is not saying get the fuck drunk as fuck. That margarita better be an actual margarita, not just all 9/5 of fucking tequila. No. We need actual like a drink, like a nice little balanced, well-balanced drink, people. Not like we're getting
And it needs to
sloshed.
come with food. Yeah.
Oh God. Wouldn't that be so great if everybody was in within the job description that was just like, hey, we all have our vices. Friday at 12, you get to indulge in your vice, but make sure it's enough that you can still get through the day and drive and be safe and be responsible and all that. It would be so great. But
That'd be so great.
you have those people who like smoke their weed, they just got my one puff that I needed because these motherfuckers been stressing me out since 8 a.m. and I feel good. And then they get back on their day. You have your one drink, you get back to your day. You have a little bit of meth. I'm joking.
Because if you do maybe one line of coke, I think maybe okay. But then if you do like one hit of crack, you're like, I
Look,
don't know.
can you do a little bit of math? Like, can you do a little bit of math?
I just figured once you hit it once, I don't know, maybe in the beginning. But if
Look.
you're doing this every Friday, it's gonna look like one hit of meth, and then the next thing you know, 3 months down
Bruh.
the
Zendaya and Dominic, I need to know, can you just do a one line of crack or cocaine and be fine? Like, how much
can do one
can
line of coke.
you?
I've done a line of coke before. One is doable, I think. It's fine. But crack? Smoking
Oh,
it? Or what? One shot of heroin? Like, how do we dictate what?
child, now we have to we actually need to do the science behind this and be like, okay, if we gonna make this a thing in the workforce, we need to know how to do this. You cannot have anywhere over 1 milliliter of this. Actually, is a
I
milliliter larger than I think it is? I feel like
think
it's
a
larger.
milli is pretty big.
Ooh.
We're talking about a gram, like a milligram.
I'm talking about like a syringe. Not, you know, I'm not about to look up a syringe to figure out
Oh,
how large a
no,
milliliter
that's not
is.
that
But we're not doing that. Well, I think we since we went on a complete
big.
downward spiral, now that we're talking about getting our one little piece of coke for our day, I think it's that time to end the episode. Do you have anything else that you would like to share with the audience about any of your celebrity crushes?
No, I have nothing to share. Just they're just so fine. That's it.
And
Yeah,
is. And is. Glad we know your type.
anyone who's watching this, I'm still single, so you know.
I'm done. Look, low key the same. we should, I don't know where I will be once this come out.
Oh
Neither
yeah,
one of
me
us know. So
either.
hey, if we are still single, slide in the
You can
DMs.
still slide
Ask.
in, and I could just say yes or no by then. That's all I'm saying.
Look, just slide in and be like, Verna, I thought you was cute anyway, so what's up?
Right.
Sharita, I thought that you was cute. I want to see what's up. Like, go on ahead. I'm here for it. We can figure it out. We can
So I
figure it out
might be
as we
in a
go.
relationship and be poly. So like if you, I mean, you never know. That's all I'm
And
saying.
that's on that. And that's on that. Like, come on. The DMs are open. That's what I'm telling you. Oh God, don't let me be in a relationship and not my partner hears that and like, Vernon, this is what you had to say. Now I'm gonna be like, yes. Do you have a problem with that? Should we go back into July of 2023? Oh God. All right. So thank you so much, Sharita, for coming onto the podcast. To the audience out there, thank you all so much for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. And just in case no one else told you this today, you are beautiful, you are worthy of happiness and joy, you are enough and then some. You may not live up to the expectations of others, but that is okay. You are only required to walk in your own shoes. May each day you live lead you towards abundance. With that said, love you all and see you next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. You can subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcasting app and find us on the web at www.holiloquy.com. That's www.HEAUXLILOQUY.com. Share the podcast with your friends and join the conversation.